The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Do we really appreciate our brothers and sisters? Good question. Also, we review the best prayer to pray for one another. And finally, understanding that we need to epigenosa the Lord.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Excellent idea. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Not so much today. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic. Ooh, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First segment brought to you by our very good friend, Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal. Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal, the owners of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Their number, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. They have the website retiretherightway.com. Here's the bottom line. If you're trying to figure out, gee, I really would like to keep my money as safe as possible, I'd like to keep it as safe as possible in lieu of all the nutty cuckoo stuff that's going all around. Well, you want to get in touch with Jamie, who can help you keep your money safe, safe, safe. You know, guy's running from third base. He gets to home. The ball's not there. He slides. He hits the base. Safe. That's what you want to do with your money. RetireTheRightWay.com. Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal, Retirement Strategies and Solutions. You can also connect with them through our website, Plan Right, Retire Right. Retire the Right Way. Just want to check in with Wonder Julie real quickly because this is Friday. We tell people what day it is, even if we do a replay or not. We don't really care. How you doing today? You only got an hour left. You got to be doing pretty good.
I am doing good, and it's a great day.
It's a great day because there's 55 minutes left in it, and no, you don't have to worry.
Because it's National Taco Day.
It's National Taco Day.
I'm making fish tacos.
You know what that's going to cost me at home, right? My wife, so my favorite meal is pizza. And her favorite meal is tacos. So it's going to cost me whatever she deems necessary. That's the price I'm going to pay. Whatever that is, all I can say is it's a good thing I still have a little credit left. Because it's going on that because
going to Jack in Box. Yeah.
Well, see, I would do that, but she's got more of that taco, like, it has to be a taco from a Mexican restaurant kind of attitude going on.
Oh, I see.
So $9 tacos, which they're just as good for 99 cents at many other places, but hey, it'll be up to her. She'll be in charge of that. Also, by the way, if you don't know this, I would like to let you know, it's National Golf Day.
Oh, nice.
And in lieu of that, I have a brief, non-Christian, non-worldly joke.
Okay.
A golf joke. Here it is. A keen but unskilled golfer plays the same course every week and has particular trouble with the water trap at the 14th hole, losing a ball in it every time he plays the hole. One round, he decides that this process is too expensive and decides to use an old cut-up ball instead of the good ball. He opens his bag, gets the old ball out, tees it up, addresses it just as he's getting ready to just get his backswing going. A mighty voice comes from on high. Use a new ball. Figuring any advice from such a source should be worth following, he picks up the old ball and tees and gets the new ball. Gets ready for a backswing, gets ready, and once again he's interrupted by the voice from on high. Take a practice swing. Oh, the man steps away from the ball and rehearses his swing. Just as he steps forward to readdress the ball, the voice speaks again. Forget it. Use the old ball. See, because he's going to lose it anyway because of his practice swing. See? Ah, you have to think about it. It's a bad joke when I got to explain it.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Today we are doing Expository Mori Day. Now, Expository Mori Day means more expository. And we are in Ephesians chapter 1, and this is a super duper cool area. Super, super cool. I don't know. I'm hearing some noises like they're doing some construction or something. What's going on over there?
There's someone on the roof.
Oh, there's somebody on the roof?
I don't think it's Santa.
Oh, okay. I hope they don't fall through. You know, I don't like it when people fall. Get it? Spiritually don't like it when people fall. Okay, here we go. So here is from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. I want to make sure you know what's going on here. We talked about Ephesians, and if you look at chapter 1, verses 1 through 2 is kind of the intro. 3 through 6 shows us how we're saved by the Father. Verses 7 through 12 shows us how it's by the Son. And verses 13 and 14 show us how it's by the Spirit. And now we're at verse 15. And 15, Paul takes all of this information, and now he's going to talk to us about our faith and about some things that we need to process and grow in. Remember, in Ephesians, chapter 1, 2, and 3 are our position, and chapter 4, 5, and 6 are the practical applications to our faith. So the first three, the position, set up our applications to the faith. The last three. Get that? All right. So we're still in chapter 1, still talking about position. This is Paul covering after we've just covered salvation by God the Father, by God the Son, and by God the Spirit. He says this in verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you might know the hope to which you are called, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. So I just want to start off by saying, Paul opens up this prayer, and the first thing he says is, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, let's just start right there. Because people in their faith have a reputation. People hear about other people's faith and hear about other people's love. If you are connected to Texas at all, whether you agree or disagree, there was a big court case that took place, and a police officer got charged. And the only part from this that I thought was just so amazing was the 18-year-old brother saying, I extend forgiveness to you. I extend mercy to you. I want to hug you. I want to love you as a Christian, and I hope you become a Christian. That person's faith is connected now to that person. They have a reputation. People speak about it. That part's fantastic. And so Paul goes, ever since I heard about your faith, you have a reputation in faith. You have a reputation in love. It doesn't count when they're talking about social media people who are just out to get people, because those people, that's all phony stuff. We're talking about genuine community reputation. And the first thing Paul addresses, and I want you to catch it, is he goes, you know, for this reason, ever since I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love to all the saints. And I got to tell you, this is one of the most, you'd think that just seems like a very nice thing for Paul to say, It's nice. He's writing a letter, writing a nice little cherry line right there. Oh, just really happy about your faith and really happy about your love. It's a little bit more than that, folks. Here's how it goes. He says, in your reputation, your faith in the Lord Jesus, your faith goes upward from you towards Jesus, and your love for all the saints, that goes from the east to the west. So you have faith that's going north to south and love that's going east to west. Let me explain something to you. Paul joins these together but makes it clear. First, we are vertical to God. Faith in God, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and from that comes horizontal to one another, your love towards one another. In other words, a right relationship up leads to a right relationship across. And when you have a right relationship with the Lord, first and foremost, you then have a right relationship with people of like faith. And that's crucial. Because we are commanded to love one another, and we're commanded to have a commitment and a connection to one another. In fact, assurance of our salvation, by this we know we've passed from death to life because we love one another. That comes once you've established the vertical faith in God, you're able to love in the horizontal side to side. Get that? And then Paul says this, which is an amazing thing, I must say. Just an amazing thing. And he says, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. It is not required of you to pray for every brother and sister in the Lord for 16 hours a day. Okay? But it is required of you to pray for your brothers and sisters in the Lord. It is required for you to remember people in prayer. And one of the things that I do tell people, and I don't really have a reservation telling people this, is if you are praying and somebody comes to mind, probably a good idea to pray for that person. Probably a good idea to lift them up. But Paul was expressing an appreciation for his brothers and sisters. He's got it going on between him and the north and south, between him and his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And now he's complimenting the church at Ephesus for doing the same. And he's talking about that now that east to west, that horizontal love. And he's giving thanks for his brothers and sisters. He's appreciating them. We should be doing the same. We come back, we're going to follow up on that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
All of mankind, destroying everyone and everything we find.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Because if there is no resurrection, there is no eternal being. Do you understand? It's not like we all do an osmosis and become part of some gaseous cloud that hangs around Jupiter, and that's how we get one with the universe. That's rubbish. Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later was raised from the dead. And every single book in the New Testament testifies to that fact.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But You have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, you can reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Also, the website, davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook, David Spoon Media, YouTube, David Spoon Media. This segment brought to you by our good friend Clint and the company Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Awesome. I love it. All right, Mr. Restore, MrRestore.com. Very important, because I don't want you to think mystery store. It's MrRestore.com. Free evaluations. What do they do? Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services, any restoration services, anything you got going on at your home, no matter what's going on in your life, they're there to help. Emergency response and on-site within 60 minutes. Family-owned and operated. 50 years of restoration experiences. Thousands, it's a lot, thousands of happy customers, A-plus rated by the BBB, works with all insurance companies. You want to get in touch with them at 877-631-7576. That's 877, watch, 877-631-7576. Mr. Restore.com. You can say hi to Clint. He will be in the studio next week on Tuesday sharing his testimony. Speaking of restructuring interviews, yesterday's interview with Dr. Padford has been moved to this up-and-coming Monday. So Monday we have an interview with him. Tuesday we have Clint. Later on in the week we should have Jamie. And then the following week we'll have Pastor Morris on the show. So you got four interviews coming up in the next eight shows or something like that. So be aware of that. Let's go back real quickly. I guess I can do a trivia, huh? Should I do a trivia? I probably should. Okay. All right, here's an easier one, okay, because I noticed that the last couple were a little tougher, and I got one that's so hard that I had to look it up. And it was my trivia question. That's not a good sign. This is an easier one. How many water pots were at the marriage at Cana of Galilee? How many water pots were at the marriage at Cana of Galilee? Remember? Jesus turned the water into wine. First noted miracle, right? Just saying. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Back to the expository, because it's an important part of our lives and something we need to do. And in fact, I'm actually thinking about doing expository one day. We will do like some politics another day, kind of free for all next day. So we're kind of working our way into different elements on the show. I want to go back to what it is that Paul said. It's very important because I want to make sure to give props where props are due. It says in verse 15, "For this reason, ever since I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love for all the saints, I've not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." Paul is showing a deep appreciation for Christians. I have Deb. We call her Aunt Deb. She works with Fathom Realty. She's in Rockwall, so it's kind of like close to fate. And she has just been a prayer champion and a supporter, and we love her. And she does a great job. And so she is somebody that you can appreciate and give thanks to the Lord for that she's in our lives. I've got people throughout the country that are like that. I've got a gentleman named Daryl. He's a pastor of a church in Tennessee. And so whenever I text him, he gets going. He gets people praying. And I appreciate that. So when I'm praying, I give thanks on this regular basis because these are people that should be appreciated and should be prayed for. If I got something going on, I can go to them. If they got something going on, they can come to me. It's not just people that you know that are in your immediate fellowship, which, by the way, is fantastic, especially if you have like a small group that you get together with. That's super important. And I always encourage you to pray for your pastor or the church because no matter what anybody's saying, being a former pastor, you go through lots of warfare. You go through lots of struggle, lots of false accusations, lots of ridiculous things. You just have to kind of stand your ground as pastor. They just need prayer, it's good to let them know, hey, I'm praying for you on a regular basis because we appreciate you. And in fact, I would say this. I'm going to veer off just for a second because it's really kind of an important thing. We have turned certain words inside out in our society, which is semi-unfortunate. We have grown in some words, and then to other words, we've just completely ruined them or lessened them. So a lot of what we'll say to one another, you ever say to somebody, hey, love ya, and love has become this more of a generic term. It doesn't always hold the same weight. Now, if you're in a romantic situation and you pull out a ring and you ask the wonderful woman to marry you, and it's full of love, it's full of romance, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the general use of the word love. And what I would tell you is you should love your brothers and your sisters, but I want to take that to a definition, and that definition of love is you should appreciate them. You should be thankful for them. Here we see Paul is thankful for them and is praying for them. Because your brothers and your sisters in your church and outside your church, but in the ecclesia, the church called out, they go through the same stuff you're going through. And you know, a lot of them, they pray for the church at large. Oh, Lord, bless your church. Bless the people in your church. My only difficulty is when we can't focus outside of just our group. I mean, look, there's probably a couple of really good churches next to you. Pray for those people, too, because they could use it just like you can use it. All right. So big shout out there to Deb. So I just wanted to give her props for that. Verse 17, let's get what Paul says. I keep asking, not I asked one time and then I stopped asking. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so you may know him better. So verse 17, 18, and 19 is a prayer. And in fact, I shouldn't have stopped there. I always do because it's so powerful right there. But verse 17, 18, 19 is Paul defining a part of the prayer that he's praying. And he says, you know, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so you might know him better. And why that's important is because Paul's prayer to the Ephesians is that they would know God personally. To know God, in this case, the word know him, the word know is epigenosa. If I had some of my Greek buddies here, they'd be jumping on the phone telling you. Epigenosa is a knowledge that is based on truth, fact, and experience. And Paul's prayer for the Christian, for the believer, is that they would grow in their epigenosa with God more and more, so that they might know him better factually, experientially. And people say, well, you can't talk about experience in Christianity. If you did not have an experience of being born again, if you did not have experience of being a Christian, there's a problem. And there's not one person that I have ever met in all Christianity who has not experienced God in some fashion. It's just that people have taken words like experience and feelings and made them at the front of the train, the Christian train. And the fact is, the truth is at the front of the train, and then love, and then grace, then mercy. But feelings are right up there, and experiences with the Lord are right up there. Answered prayers are right up there. Hope is right. Faith, hope, love. These are all right up there. But the reality check is that Paul wants the Christian to get closer and closer and closer to God. So he's praying that they will have a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And so you can understand, we'll talk about whether that's the Holy Spirit or your spirit or both in a second. Wisdom is, of course, the application of truth. But the wisdom comes in understanding the true nature of God, and revelation. That word revelation is the unveiling of God, the biblical and otherwise unveiling of God. So everything is Bible-based. We're plumb-line Bible people. It's how we are. But the Lord reveals himself more and more to you as you grow up in him. I never knew what fatherhood really meant in the kingdom of God until I became a father. And I grew in that knowledge by epigenosa, by experience. And then I figured out, well, if I'm a dad, this is where it dawns on you. If I'm a dad, and this is how I care, and God the Father, he's a dad, well, then I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to get this whole father thing. Not that I fully understand how much God loves me as a father, but if I love my son as a father, how much more does God love me as one of his sons? And then it starts, you know, things start clicking. Like, oh, yeah, well, no, I'm starting to get that. That's the revelation. That's the epigenosa that's taking place. That's me getting to know God through the experience and the existence of life. And that's really important, because if you have a warped image of God based on other things, you'll never approach God the way he should be approached, or you'll never believe you can receive from God that which can be received. And you'll limit yourself. Oh, I can't limit myself. Yes, you can. You could limit how much grace and mercy you're willing to receive, not for salvation, for life. You're not going to resist the grace of God in regards to salvation, but you resist the grace of God giving you in a situation. You can be stubborn and pay the consequences. It's part of it. So we're going to get to that. We'll come back to that and look at that in a little bit more. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
GOP congressman's gay son was going to come on their show, and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay,
And the son will not criticize the father who does not change his Christian convictions. Will not change them. Father won't change him. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe, and when the market dropped, I lost half my money, so I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's
going to
help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website, retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
If Jesus was...
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, you can reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook, David Spoon Media, YouTube, David Spoon Media. Our trivia question is, by the way, found in, I'm not going to give you the answer, but I'm going to tell you where it's found. It's found in the Gospel of John. It's in the within the first two chapters. The question is, how many water pots at the marriage of Cana of Galilee were there where they filled the water, filled them with water, and Jesus turned them into wine? How many water pots were there? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I want to go back to one of the things we were talking about, which I think is kind of, it is pretty important, is understanding this element in regards to Paul's prayer for us getting or needing to know the Father more and more, the epigenosa of the Father, to know him by fact and to know him by experience. But before we do that, we do have somebody calling in regards to, I assume, the trivia. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Jerry. How you doing?
Hey, Jerry. How you doing? You ready for the weekend?
Yes, sir. Any day with... Christ is a good day.
All right.
I'm happy any day that the day comes in the sunshine.
All right, my friend.
Top of the ground and not under it. But that's okay. Under's okay, too.
All right. Let me ask you this. Is this a question you had to look up?
No, I never would. I trivia for me is I either know it or I don't know it or I guess it.
That's it.
No, I don't. I would never look up. That's not. I can see it come in my own memory or... I feel like I study a lot, and but you know when you hit us with so many things, it kind of makes you wonder. You know, is she still not studying? Has not studying enough?
There you go.
Anyway, do my best. You know.
But, all right, my friend. The best is you do your best, pray that it's blessed, and Jesus takes care of the rest, and that's it. That's all you can do. How many water pots were at the marriage of Cana in Galilee?
Well, my guess is six.
That is correct, sir.
Thank you. All right. Great.
You are correct.
My memory's still working a little bit. That's good.
Yeah, and here's something that's funny. Now, there was a teacher that taught, I've heard this, you know, you hear, if you've been a Christian for a while, you've heard sermons on the same things like multiple times. One of the things that somebody pointed out, which I thought was kind of cool, was that it was the servant that drew the water and brought it to the wine master or the headmaster of the banquet, and the servant knew that it had been originally water and then turned into wine. And the point that the person was making is sometimes the servants really know what the source is and where things are coming from, and that it was water and became wine And even the headmaster of the banquet didn't even know that, but the people who are there doing their best and plowing away, they're the people that the Lord shows things to, which I thought was, hey, that's cool. I like that. That's kind of a nice, it's kind of a nice ring to it. So nice job, my friend. Good job in nailing that down. I greatly appreciate it. Okay. He might have got disconnected. Okay. That's all right. All right, Jerry. Thank you, my brother. Okay. That happens. That's phone stuff. You know what I do about phone stuff? Nothing. I just look to Wonder Julie and go, huh? She looks back at me and go, I don't know. Don't ask me. All right. Good job. All righty. Okie dokie artichokey. So let's go back into this. I want to talk about this spirit of revelation, the spirit of revelation and the spirit of wisdom. So one of the things the text says is, I pray that the 17, keep asking that God, the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so you might know him better. And one of the things we discussed just briefly is understanding that wisdom is understanding the true nature of God and putting together the facts and using them correctly. Knowledge is acquiring facts. Wisdom is how to use them. That might help you understand that, okay? So knowledge might be the gathering of all the information. Wisdom is how to apply that gathering. Revelation is just this unveiling. And the Lord wants us to know him better and better. And Paul says, I'm praying that the Lord, I keep asking that the Lord may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Little bit of argument theologically on whether that's our spirit or the Holy Spirit. The real answer to that is, the answer is really both. The reason it's both is simple. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, for who among men knows the thoughts of man except a man's spirit within him? And in the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Obviously, to get more and more knowledge of God, more and more understanding of God, this is going to involve the Holy Spirit, and it's also going to involve the Holy Spirit connecting to our spirit. So if you're trying to figure that out, that's the real answer there. But why that's important comes down to the simplicity of the true image of God. Too many of us have an understanding of God that's been portrayed from a pulpit or been portrayed on television or been portrayed on radio. You'd be much better off reading the book yourself versus letting other people just tell you what it says, because you get to find out as you read the book that God is the most fantastic parent ever, only disciplining us for our benefit, period. The perfect dad. Perfect in discipline. Perfect in love. In verse 18, Paul goes on and says this, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you might know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Now, what's funny about this is we were just talking about epignosa being the word, but when he says the eyes of your heart in verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that is, also has to do with understanding. And then he goes, that you might know, that's a different Greek word, that's a deneia, a factual knowledge. So it's funny because the intimate knowledge of God helps you to understand even more factual knowledge about God. Just one of those things that freaky people like me seem to really like. And then what Paul says is, look, I want you to get three things that are really huge. I want you to get that there's a hope, there's an inheritance, and there's a power. What? There's what? There's a hope. Now remember, in the beginning, Paul said, you know, your faith in Jesus, your love for the saints, and now we got hope, faith, hope, love. He says the hope, the inheritance, and the power. These are three things that Paul wants us to grasp. Why? Why is that important? If you break each one down, you understand how important it is. The hope is the assurance of the eternal. If you don't have the Christian hope, you are of all people most miserable. If eternal life is not on your docket, you're in big trouble because you're going through all this spiritual stuff for nada. And Paul said it to me specifically, if there's no resurrection, we're of all men most miserable. The idea that people will say to you, this is about the journey. If you don't believe in heaven and hell, then it's about the journey. But if you believe in heaven and hell, it's about the destination. And I don't want my destination to be a place where I have to, where I can make s'mores instantly and then make that a part of my body kind of thing. I want it to be nice, cool, breezy, comfortable. And I want there to be streets of gold, not fire and brimstone. And my attitude about this is very specific. Scripture is very clear that what we go through now will not compare to the greatness of the eternity that God has prepared for us. The heaviness that we go through, the weight, the difficulty, is, Paul said, is not worthy to be compared to that which God has prepared for us. That is one of three things that Paul is praying that we as believers will get. Because you're not doing this so that you can come off and be an existential Christian, which is an oxymoron like jumbo shrimp. You're doing this because there is an eternal reward awaiting you, that you're laying up treasures in heaven. And the whole process here is so that your eternity can be a cool eternity and a cool eternity with God. And Paul wants you to go from this experiential knowledge, this epigenosa, to the edene knowledge, factual knowledge, and he wants you to get that there's a hope, there's an inheritance, and there's a power. And these are three things we need to be seizing upon, because if you watch, let me say this carefully, if you watch television, there is no hope for anyone anywhere. There's just no hope. It's one misery after another. And people hop on, and it's like a misery index. And people can't escape it. It's like a disease. It's like a drug, like anything else. There's one bad news piece after another. Oh, no, no, our team's winning. Oh, no, their team's winning. Our team's winning. Their team's winning. Our team's winning. Their team's winning. We're supposed to be advancing the kingdom of God by declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of peace. We're not supposed to be fighting in these other things that so absorb our time that we have no time for God. And Paul's like, man, you got the hope. And you know what? They had a tough governmental situation when they were writing this stuff. Rome was cracking down on all the Christians. They were being brutal. They were being killed. They were being martyred. It was all going on while this is taking place. And you know what Paul says? Hey, man, do not forget the hope. Do not forget the assurance of the eternal. That you are going to hear a trumpet and it is going to be over and you're going to be dancing on streets of gold and that'll be that. You can just take your hands and go, all done. That's the team you want to be on. That's the team I want to be on. I want to be on that team continually. All right. When we get back, we're going to look at the inheritance and the power. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
For the president of Focus on the Family, when you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking,
What?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now, you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy, too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
You're here when I need you the most. When I need you the most.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and the website davidspoonmedia.com because my handle. There we go. So you're welcome to reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. Livinginhisgrip.com is where some of the music comes from the show. You can get that for free just by going to their website and downloading it. You are welcome to. I think it's called The Hymn Project, not H-I-M, H-Y-M-N. Well, it's funny how some words are so close like that, huh? The hymn, no hymn, no singing hymn. Okay. Next week, we got our interviews lined up. I want to make sure to close this week out by putting into perspective this portion, this expository portion regarding Ephesians chapter 1. Very important to do. So let's understand what's going on. As Paul spent the time in the book of Ephesians, in the letter to the Ephesian church at Ephesus, verses 3 through 6 have to do with salvation by the Father. 7 through 12 have to do with salvation by the Son. Verse 13 through 14 have to do with salvation by the Holy Spirit. Verses 15 and 16, she shows appreciation for the saints and making sure that they know that he's got them. He's praying for them. And one of the things he prays in verse 17 is that the saints might know him better, know God better and better. Epignosa, knowledge through experience and fact. And as they're growing in that, Paul winds down his prayer by saying, I really want you guys to get the hope to which he's called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and the incomparably great power for us who believe. And it's a great, it's a wonderful summation. It's like an intro prayer. What's amazing about this material is we haven't even gotten to the theology yet. This is how deep it could go. I could have gone 10 times deeper, but we, you know, we've got a show. I don't want to drive you all nuts. So the first thing we just talked about was the hope and understanding the assurance of the eternal. This is one of the things that God wants us to know. In the revelation of him, we need to get a handle on the hope to which he's called us, the riches of his and glory, of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power to us who believe. The inheritance part throws a lot of people off, because what it says is the hope to which he's called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. And you're thinking, what does that mean? What does that mean, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? What it means is that he favors us above riches that we think of. We think of riches and money and wealth and power and fame and gold and jewelry and things of that nature. We think of those things as riches, but God thinks of us as those riches. So he says, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, what he gets in having us. And that really puts the onus on us to get a handle on, or know better, how much value he places on us. We have people in our society that have inferiority complexes, that don't think they're of value, that have parents that don't instill a sense of value. And here you have God saying, I value you so much, I have shed the blood of Jesus Christ for you. There is no dollar amount, there is no gold, no silver, no anything that could ever compare to the value of the blood of Jesus Christ. But that's what God spent so he can be with us. That's just like mind-blowing. The inheritance of which he has in the saints, that's us. And he sees it of such value that he's willing to shed the blood of Jesus Christ to make it happen. Like, wow. Right, wow. So when Paul's saying, I want you to get the hope, it's eternal and gives us the assurance of the eternal, that's fantastic. And I want you to catch the riches of the glorious inheritance that God sees in his saints. Like, wow, that is incredible. And then he says, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That word power is dunamos, where we get the word dynamite. And that has to do with the divine force of God, the divine power of God working in us and through us. Just think about this. God wants us to get a handle on that we have this eternity with him. So this is not an 80-year journey with God. This is a forever journey. He wants us to also understand that he values us so much, we're of greater value than all the riches that the earth can come up with. We are the value of the blood of Jesus Christ. And then he wants us to catch that his power works in us and through us. And we get to engage in this connection with God when he uses us and when he works on us. Most of the time when he's working on us, he's making us reflect Jesus. The other times when he's working through us, we're a vehicle, just like Jesus was a vehicle, so to speak. I don't want you to miss the divinity of Christ. I'm trying to give you an understanding of the practicality from his human side. And God will use you, flow through you. You know it's happened. Let me just say this. You have, from time to time, said the exact right thing at the exact right moment without even realizing you were doing it. And that's a great illustration of when God's like, I'm going to use you. Just going to run my power right through you. And then you say it, and the person's like, oh, my gosh, that's so true. That's amazing. I really understand that. And then you walk away going, where'd that come from? Yeah, that's that. That's when the divine force is working through you. And the divine force is working in you and I. And when is that? That's when you go up to the mirror and God goes, I want you to reflect Jesus in this. But Lord, it doesn't seem fair. Well, it wasn't fair for Jesus either. But Lord. Okay. But the bottom line is the power, the dunamos, the dynamite of God working in us. I think sometimes he's working in us to blast away some of the flesh, to blow it up, so to speak. And then he's working through us to blast away at the kingdom of darkness. And in all of that, we get to have this massively awesome, cool connection with God. Do you deserve it? No. Can you earn it? Nope. What can you do for it? Well, you can be thankful and you can make sure to present yourself because it's about his kingdom and his will, not about your universe. It's about God's universe and you being blessed to be a participant in it. So Paul prays, listen, salvation through the Father, 3-6. Salvation through the Son, 7-12. Salvation through the Spirit, 13-14. Appreciation for the saints, verse 15-16. 17, that we can get to know God this personal way, connecting to God. And then this prayer for the hope, the inheritance, and the power of God working in us and through us. These are the things, three things that God wants us to grasp and get a hold of. And he says that power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Listen to that. The power that God is operating in us with is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. You think that's pretty good? It's like, you don't lack power. You're not coming behind. The Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in you. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Like, that's pretty good. That's right, it's pretty good. I don't deserve it. You're right, you don't. But you can be appreciative for it, thankful for it, and present yourself to be used by him in it. Okay? All right. Only got a minute and a half, so I always like to pray on a Friday, kind of close it out, make sure that we retain the good things to retain. I hope by the grace of God that this has been powerful and helpful and effective for you. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus with help from the Holy Spirit. And we ask you, Lord, that you would sear into our lives, make a part of our lives the things that we have learned that help us grow in you, that help us understand you, that help us draw closer to you, and that you would raise our awareness as to the power of the hope and the inheritance and your dynamite power that's working in our lives. Also, Lord, help us to be aware that our brothers and sisters should be appreciated. And we should be thankful for the people that you have brought into our lives and prayerful for them. It's simple, Lord. We can't do this Christian stuff without you. Jesus, Hebrews 7:25, you intercede for us. Well, pray for us. We want to reflect you. We want to honor you. We want to glorify you. And we want to do it right. We just pray for your grace in all things. We pray for your wisdom in all things, your mercy and your love and your kindness in all things. Give us a heart like yours, we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Okay, folks, we're winding it down. We want you to have a great weekend. God bless you. And we will talk to you in 71 hours. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KAAM 770, the Christian station. 71-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Thanks a lot for all the blessing that you give me.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.